Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noel. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it. I'm feeling decidedly old today, but that's cheered me up. Thanks, mate.
And how did you think I held those notes?
Fantastic. Yeah, you missed your calling there. You should be in opera.
Joan Sutherland.
Straight to the top, mate.
I tell you what, mate, I'm big enough at the moment to be Pavarotti.
You're going all right.
That's a whole other story. Now, mate, congratulations. Happy birthday for today, but also congratulations to you and Alessia McCaig. Alessia's off to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, but you trained her at a young age.
I did. Yeah, she came into cycling at a very young age, and she was through the Bendigo Industry Cycling Club Junior Track Program. And I had the unique experience of training a Commonwealth Games champion to be. Yeah, no, it's great. She's a great kid. Huge amount of ability. Huge. This won't be the end of the story about Alessia McCaig. She's going to keep going, I reckon. So good luck to her and fantastic congratulations on getting selected in the Australian team. It's a strong team too. Mostly a lot of younger kids this time because a lot of the old guard have left cycling now or gone onto the road careers. So this will be a big test for Alessia. She's won a lot of Australian titles and Oceania title, so this is her next step on the way to international stardom, I reckon, Mark.
Noel, do you know off the top of your head what events she will be riding in?
I don't. I believe she might be in the team sprint and maybe the sprint or the Kieran, but they haven't said what's going on there. No, I don't. So I think the team sprint maybe and Kieran and sprint.
Yeah, we'll find out closer to Birmingham later in the year. Hey, let's go to the tour of Switzerland and COVID really having an impact there. It's taken out a whole team virtually.
Yeah, the Jumbo Visma team, which dominated the Criterium Dauphiné the other day, Primoz Roglic and Jonas Vingegaard coming first and second. And I might add our own Jack Hague got fifth in that from Bendigo. So they were honing their skills for the Tour de France. And now they've gone on to the Switzerland tour, and the whole team have been taken out, the Jumbo Visma team with COVID. They've been sent home, so must be going through the peloton over there. Not good. And also, Adam Yates, the British rider riding for the Australian team, he's gone out with COVID too, so a bit of bad luck for those riders.
Absolutely not good. Give us an update on the Bendigo Club tour.
Yeah, that was a fantastic tour. Over 3 days for the seniors and 2 days for the kids. And the three-day club tour was won by Fergus Browning from the Hawthorn Cycling Club in a very close A-grade tour. But I must make mention of the kids here because some of these kids are from huge cycling families. And when I say the following names, people are going to know that all these kids' dads and uncles and grandparents were champions. Like in the under-11s, young Callan Harrington, he won the boys, and Amelia Jurevic won the girls in the under-11s. A little boy called Omar Kamizi won the under-13s. Luca Lancaster, his old man's an Olympian, won the under-15s, and in the under-17s, Max Holgate won the boys under-17s, and Lil Jones won the under-17 girls. So some huge cycling family names there winning club tours in Bendigo. So good. Good for cycling around here.
Did they have a good field last week?
Yes, really good, Mark. They had 50 in A-grade seniors, probably the same in B-grade seniors, and probably 15 in B-grade seniors. That's quite a lot of people.
Absolutely. Noel, finally, I was walking down Hargraves Mall this morning and I thought, geez, the council's doing some work on the dinosaur eggs because there was a ready-mix concrete truck there. And then I saw a bloke take a barrow through the front door of your jewellery shop and I thought, I know what's going on here.
Yeah, where's this leading to? We've gone from a teaspoon of cement to a bucket of cement to a barrow of cement. You really got to harden me up, don't you? That's just going on and on.
Our listeners have been ringing in saying, look, how's Noel going? You know, we know he's on this program that Dr. Johnson's put him on to toughen him up a bit for the cold weather. So we just thought we'd just get a little update, see how it's going. Obviously, you're following the program we put you on. You started with a teaspoon.
You're up the dosage there, Mark. Yeah, certainly upped it.
Yeah, teaspoon, tablespoon. Robbo put you on a bucket. I didn't know he was in the medical fraternity either, but Dr. Robinson as well.
Yeah, he's come in on the program too. Speaking of programs, what do you reckon about the football news, Jono?
Look, I don't want to go into that, but what I will ask you, Noel, is this. If a similar thing happened in the world of cycling, and we've seen it happen in the world of cycling, what would be the punishment?
Well, it has happened in cycling many times, and I reckon 4 years, disqualification for cocaine. 4 years, it's at the end of your career. Many careers have been finished through cocaine. Marco Pantani, and he's one of the Tour of Italy, and he got caught for cocaine at the end of his career. And, yeah, look, you can go for 18 months to 2 years for an energy drink in cycling and swimming and athletics. And, I mean, I don't know, just read into what you want to read into it, but I think in cycling your career would be done over that, absolutely done and dusted.
I know during the week, listening to Neil Mitchell's show, he had a fair old crack about the AFL rules, and a lot of that in the press this week. But anyway, mate, we won't discuss that. But yeah, in cycling, certainly would be you would think it would be a lot heavier, and historically it has been. But yeah, fascinating how it differs from different sporting codes to other sporting codes.
Yeah, they just got their rules, I suppose. Like years ago when I did my cycling career racing overseas, I was tested 27 times. I had one blood test and 26 urine tests, which would have cost the government a lot of money. But that was under the WADA program, which is a worldwide program, which definitely the AFL may be part of, I'm not sure. But my biggest fear years ago was taking a supplement unknowingly through something you buy at the chemist, like whether it be a cold tablet or whether it be an energy drink or anything, and you can just go for that, you know? Like people have been kicked out of motorcycling and cycling just for energy drinks, and it's just crazy. Like, you do live in fear of your life as an athlete, and I don't know how people can get away with taking cocaine. That's just my slant anyway, Mark.
All right, mate. On that note, we'll leave it there. Love your work. Happy birthday. We'll leave the cement gags. We won't do any more of those. And well done on being the coach of Alessia McCaig, who is now off to Birmingham. Mate, you have a great birthday, and we'll chat during the week.
Yep, we will, Jono. And before we go, I was her foundation coach, her former coach. I'm not her coach now. She's coached by a national cycling coach, but I was just the one who paved the way for her.
I know that, but I just thought I'd add a little bit of mayonnaise, mate. Don't let you know what we say here in radio and journalism? We say, Noel, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
It is a good story, John. It's fantastic. Well, you have a lovely weekend, mate, and enjoy it.
All right, mate, same with you. Got to go. This is Gold Central Victoria. It's the Sideline View.